Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Ooh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. Well, this is a Love Story Podcast first today. In studio, we have Leanne Worth joining us to talk about the love of the library, love of books, love of love stories in books. And podcast producer Abby decided to join us live on camera in the flesh. We can't see her right now because she is heavily camouflaged, but trust us, she's here.
I'm just blending right into the surroundings.
Yes.
It is hunting season.
It is. That's exactly where I'm heading after this. That's why I'm wearing my camouflage.
Yeah, we had some champagne, so we figured, we've got Leanne. We're going to talk love stories, love book stories. So, love the library. So let's have some champagne, and we can talk fictional love stories.
Pop it open. Fictional, nonfiction, romance.
Yeah, all of it.
I have my Kindle. So I can reference the books I'm reading.
I've got mine on my Libby app because I am a proud supporter of the library.
Mm-hmm. The old paperback.
Yeah, analog. Analog love stories.
I love how we all have like our different like ways of consuming these.
Yes.
Is that Fabio? Oh, not that one.
Oh, so steamy. So steamy. Are you good at popping open champagne, Leanne, or do you?
I'll try.
Okay.
You can keep talking while I try.
Well, you?
I do multiple things to, at once, but sometimes it works.
Might have some sort of tool in here that would help.
Are you good at it, actually? Do you love popping champagne?
I do love popping champagne. Yep, popping bottles.
How do you feel about taking tops off, Ashley?
It's one of my specialties. Truly one of my specialties. There's few things that I am better at than taking tops off.
And after one mishap, have you made sure you pointed to the ceiling?
I don't think I've ever had a mishap.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't lost champagne in a sputter, like a fountain. I haven't. What I want to learn how to do is I want to learn how to saber champagne bottles. Could you imagine? That would be the hottest party trick, to walk in and just slice a champagne bottle open with a saber.
You just bring your own saber.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a wannabe shield maiden with a sword and stuff. Ah. Did you know that?
What do you want to be, Abby? If you want to be my lover, what do you got? What do you?
You got to get with my friends.
Truly.
Okay, I'm twisting. I'm twisting. Okay. Gosh, you guys, it failed.
It doesn't even have a cork? That's okay.
That was easy.
Yeah. You're very good at taking tops off, Leanne.
I wanted the pop. Come on.
Next time.
All right.
We'll have you on again.
We could shake it. Should I shake it?
Don't be insane.
What? You don't want to clean up a mess?
No.
Oh.
We were, all three of us were part of the villains group that was at our chamber Halloween party this last Friday. So we had, in order, Yzma, Queen of Hearts, and Cruella de Vil. So that was, and we took second place.
Insert a picture here.
Yes.
I was cruel in the morning, and then I turned nice.
Yes. Yeah. I think you should also post the video, the slow-mo video.
Of course.
Yes. Insert slow-mo video of us walking. You might have to not have the Taylor Swift music for copyright purposes, but.
Oh my gosh.
But it was so fun.
We loved that. Everybody loved. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers to love stories.
To love. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
That is very tasty.
Pineapple?
Ooh. Pineapple mimosa.
I love it.
Wine cocktail.
You know, pineapple is welcoming.
Oh, yeah. And
thanks for welcoming.
Oh, you are all about the props and the subtleties and what do they call that?
Yeah.
Hospitality? Is that the word? No.
Matches. I dress for the day.
You're very intentional with the things that you do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate that about you, Leanne. Mm-hmm. Well, we have... You are with the Friends of the Library, which is tell us about the Friends of the Library and how that differs from the library and all of that.
The Friends of the Library is a nonprofit group started in 1966 to help build the libraries, to help the library raise funds and build libraries in St. Cloud. Or there's friends groups all over, actually. But this one that I'm part of is St. Cloud Friends of the Library. And we can do things like raise money that the library can't because of the regulations and the funding and everything for a public location.
Sure.
Public library. So what we do is we accept donations of books from the library withdrawals and from the public. So we get donations of all sorts. Books, movies, cards, puzzles. We're more than a bookstore, I like to say. So we sell them in the Friends bookstore all year and then raise money. And we have friends that come in for the free magazine exchange. So we have friends at the community library. So the library is a great community location. And a lot of them love reading. A lot of them love social, you know, like to get to the library. You have to feel good, too, to get out and get into the library. So it's a very good place to be. Oh, why are we different? Oh, we raise funds for the library. And then all of those funds go back to the library. So for summer reading programs, for events, programs, different things that the library doesn't have money for. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep. And then once a year, which I'm still recovering from, is our big bag of books sale.
Okay. And what does the
bag of books sale? So that entails all the books we've saved in the basement all year long are in boxes. We bring all those boxes up, and there's well over like 150 boxes of books.
Wow.
Put them in the Mississippi room, and then you can come and pick and fill a bag for like $8 this year.
Wow.
So you get a whole bag of books for $8.
Wow.
Or a box for $15 this year.
Okay.
Wow. And so we raise over $5,000 for that event.
How much do you guys raise on average at the end of the year for the library?
It's around $40,000.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Cheapers.
Yeah.
That includes the bookstore sales, donations, our membership drive, memorial donations of money, because we get that too. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all our donors.
Yeah. I think the thing, I don't want to say that I was never anti-library, but I was definitely not on the, like, be a geek about the library train until a friend of mine. So being that I work by myself at the store and whatever, I spend a lot of time, sometimes I'm there for 12 hours a day. So it's like to sit down and physically open a book and read it is not something that I take the time to do. When I leave the store, I go home and then I'm cleaning the house or whatever. I just want to sit and vegetate and watch TV. So I wasn't consuming books like that, you know, but I was consuming a lot of podcasts. And then I got to a point where I was kind of like caught up on all my podcasts. So then it was like, well, now what are you going to do? And a friend of mine, because I also didn't want to spend money, I like to read. And I would sit down and read books, physically read them. I enjoyed the time that I would do that. But yeah, I was just like, but like Audible, like I don't want to spend all the money doing Audible and that kind of stuff. And she was like, do you know that you could get the Libby app? And I was like, explain, what is the sorcery? I consume so much media from my local library just by having the Libby app. Let me see, what have I been reading? Currently, right now on my Libby app, I have, oops, that's my podcast app. Oh God, I'm such a grandma with this thing. But all the app colors look the same. So it's like, there we go. Okay.
I don't want one more app.
Yes. Oh, shoot. I have to place a hold.
You're like, I want all the apps.
Oh, no. My phone is like overwhelmed with apps. And like my side tangent on apps lately, why are they all black and white? Every single app I've been using, it's like the white app with a black circle logo of some sort. It's like, put some color on there because I don't know what I'm tapping.
I know. That's my Venmo is blue and white and Facebook is blue and white. Mm-hmm. So I go on and I click on them and they're all the same.
We need new colors.
We need new colors. Yes. Can someone invent new colors? Let's see. What do I have? I just had to renew my loan.
When you're at a wedding and you have to drink champagne around.
Linked arms.
Together.
Let's see. A friend of mine had told me about Freda McFadden. So I have a couple Freda McFadden books on here that are like spooky thrillers. And I just also borrowed from my local library on the Libby app. I don't know what you know me from. Judy Greer, Confessions of a Co-Star. Ooh. Do we know who Judy Greer is?
She's that girl from That Thing.
Yes. From all of the
She's
things.
She's notoriously that girl from That Thing.
Yes. Yeah. 13 going on 30. She was the best. She's always the best friend or the like. whatever. Yeah, so that's just a 6-hour listen, so that'll be fun. Let me see what's
just
on
a 6-hour listen. You know, that seems a lot at once, but time flies, and then you can be doing other things while you're doing listening that way.
And that's why, that's what I absolutely love about it. Yes. This, so welcome to the Great River Regional Library. I have a friend who has 2 library cards. She has a library card for the St. Cloud one, but then she also has a library card for in Wyoming where she works, which I don't think you're allowed to have 2 library memberships, but she does. She got away with it somehow. I don't know what loophole she fell into, which it does feel a little bit of like to be underground and breaking the laws of the library is like, shame on you.
So I have a question about library cards that I don't know if anyone in this room can answer. Unlike Ashley, I was a library nerd as a child.
Okay.
I lived, breathed, died by the summer reading programs. I loved going to the library, and the library in Long Prairie was vastly different than the beautiful one we have here in downtown St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. Ours was in the same building as Culligan Water. Like, it was it was little and rinky-dink, and if I wanted something special, I had to wait for St. Cloud to mail it to us to, like, get it that way. It was part of the Great River system.
It is, yeah.
I had a library card as a child. I don't have one as an adult. Can I go in and be like, hi, here's the deal. I probably got some late fees racked up somewhere. I will give you whatever money you need.
Money.
But like, can I get a fresh card? Is that something I can do?
Oh, okay. Sure. And the good news is they don't make you pay late fees anymore.
So what?
Yeah, that account's probably like old. And if, yeah, a few years ago they decided we just want our books back. We want people to enjoy them. We don't need the fees. It wasn't a huge amount of funds needed, I guess. So there's no late fees.
Really?
But if you don't return the book ever, then you pay for the book.
Well, yeah.
And you can go and get a new library card. They do expire after 3 years, so you'll have to reapply anyways.
Okay.
And just bring your ID in and they'll get you set up.
Well, now I have something to do on Tuesday when I get back from hunting.
Exactly.
So easy.
It's so easy.
I do it on the Libby app. I just have to, I think once a year, every like December or something, I have to re-up my library. Is it once a year?
3 years.
3 years. Oh, all right. I'm locked solid for.
And I've had one since third grade. No, or maybe even earlier than that. Sorry. We had bookmobiles back in my day in one of the small towns that now has a Rip Branch library, Cokato. So we had to wait for the bookmobile to come once a week. So I bet that was when I was even like in kindergarten, first grade. Okay. Anyways, our whole family would go to the bookmobile. And then they did get a branch when I was in school. So we always, girl.
And girl, read your book.
There'd be bookmarks there or whatever things to color or, you know, projects, events, fun things, you know, and the old mimeograph, you know, was a way to copy them so they'd smell really good. And anyways, so I moved to St. Cloud like quite a few years ago and just always went to the library my whole life. Had my card expire one time too, because I was always volunteering in the bookstore. And when you're a volunteer, you get first pick. So if something comes in, you can buy it or you can use your coupons. Because when you volunteer, you get coupons, $1 per hour of volunteering.
Oh, wow. That's a really good rate.
We bumped it up from 50 cents. So anyways, you get these coupons each month. Mm-hmm. So you can use that to buy books. But you put your name on, you know, on a slip of paper and say, I want to buy this book. Price it for me. Then I kept buying books, right? And reading them. And then I'd donate them back, right? Or I kept them on my bookshelves, you know, depending. And then my library card expired because I never checked anything out. Oh, my God. So embarrassing. But, yeah, the thing is you would start reading a book in a series, and then it wouldn't come into the bookstore. Mm. So then you'd, you know, I had to renew my card so I could go check it out from the library collection.
That's hilarious. Yes. I love that.
So then you also get good recommendations. The people bringing in the donations, the people coming in to talk about the books they read. Social. It's so good. You get great recommendations. You know, like, have you read this one? Have you read that one? And a lot of our volunteers are in book clubs. So you get the current ones that are being read.
I think one of my most favorite things that we do, and this is actually on November 9th, we're going to do the book exchange. So it's Sunday, November 9th at Pantown. So this is Tuesday today.
that we're putting this episode out. So then, this upcoming Sunday. So we do a thing called a book exchange. So Mandy Moon had, she started organizing this at one point, I think probably because in the pandemic she had gotten so many books and had a ton on her shelf. Mm-hmm. So a couple of like-minded people got together and started doing this book exchange. So we'll go to Pantown. We've gone kind of bopped around all over the place and we haven't done it in a while, but we've had a lot of people who've been asking about it to want to get to do it again. But you just bring no books, bring all the books that you want to get rid of, bring anything that you're okay with not getting back. And then you just kind of go in and everybody goes around the circle. So we kind of take turns just talking about, these are the books that I brought today. This is what they're about. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Whatever. And it's just, so it's kind of like a book club, but it's just, it's like fun because there's no obligation to read anything. And then you can just kind of take whatever books that you want. And some of the coolest books that I've gotten and sat down to read came from that. And then when you get someone else's perspective, you kind of become like a little book club of two, like the people who've read it. And then it's just like, okay, when you, then when you're like, I need to talk about this, I don't know that I can be held to a standard and actually join an official book club, because don't tell me what I have to do. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'll make excuses and kick and scream the entire time and then probably just won't show up to book.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Book club again.
You love authority.
You know? Yeah, exactly. I just don't, fine, I don't want to be in your stupid book club if I have to read books. Yeah, I don't but
want rules.
Exactly. But if I pick up a book and I'm like, I want to read this, and I know that it came from you and you read it and you talked about it, you liked it, you didn't like it, whatever. Now we're having a conversation. And oh yeah, top me off, please, Leanne.
I will try without spilling it on my books.
Oh, which, yeah.
I gotta tell you, you can drink a little bit reading books, not a lot, because your eyes get all like blurry.
Then you have to go back a few pages and be like, wait, what
am I even reading right now?
Wait, they're in a different room right now?
But yeah, I love the book exchange. And there was a book that I got called The Illusionists. Now, what was it? I'm gonna have to look it up. But it was a book about, it was four kids, four siblings that were all related sibling, obviously, because they're siblings. I know whatever it was, but it was really good. And it's good. It was four siblings, and they went to, it was, I think it took place in like New York in the 70s or something like that. Ooh. And they went to a medium, and she would tell you the day that you were gonna die. Yep.
Ooh.
And so these four kids went in, and they, it was like a quarter each or $5 each or something like that. And so they had all scraped together this money to go in, and they all went in, and it was the oldest daughter. It was a daughter, then the next one was a boy, and then I think it was a girl, and then it was a boy. And they died in order from youngest to oldest. And it was just a fascinating book about these kids, because all four of them took the information differently. One of them was like, nah, I don't believe that. And then the other one took it very, like the one who was going to die the youngest took it the hardest. And he was just like, whatever, I don't want to talk about it. But he was also gay, and he went to San Francisco. So he was in San Francisco in like the 80s or whatever. So then he ended up dying of AIDS. And it was just all of these things of like, she didn't tell you how you were going to die, but she told you when you were going to die. Wow. And so then it was like every single one of them had this, like when the first one had happened, then the second one, but they all kind of lost touch. And it was just a really like one of those books where it's like, I got more than what I was bargaining for. I thought I was just going to be reading a fun story, but then it was just like, here I am weeping. And I was like, oh my God, snot streaming down my face. And I was like, this is not what I was expecting. And nobody told me this. And so then immediately I have to pop onto a text message about like, okay, tell me all of your thoughts about this book, because it was so fascinating.
The processing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I love it. I read another book like that, that some of my, I have two favorite media of books that I like to read. And one is, I like thrillers and murder mysteries and that kind of stuff. And that's typically the podcast that I consume. And on the other hand, I also like easily consumable trash, which is also like Love is Blind, like that type of stuff at TV level, reality TV level, except in book form. So it's just like, just give me the trash and let me just like mind rot my way through this book and just whatever. And so that's, there was one called Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid that was like having a moment when, I think it was HBO did a short series on Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes.
Yes.
Like everything was ringing bells there. I'm like, yes. I remember seeing this on TikTok.
Yes. It was, okay, that was so good. And so the Taylor Jenkins Reid universe is all like her books. She's got like a cluster of books that are in the same universe. And so they're all standalone. But Daisy Jones and the Six, Daisy Jones's dad, I think, or no, Daisy Jones had dated a guy named Mick or whatever for a moment in the where this book takes place in like the 60s. And then in the 80s, Mick is the dad of like Neva or whatever, who's like in Malibu Rising, and it's kind of about her story and her sibling story. And so it's like all of that. And then also in this story, her and her husband in Malibu Rising, her and her husband are getting a divorce, and the husband starts dating Carrie Soto, who is a tennis star, and the tennis star Carrie Soto has her own book. And so you're just like getting all of these little cameos of these fictional characters, and it's like I am so like I love to be scandalized by these fictional characters that are getting cameos in all of these books, and it's like wait a second, now I have to go back and refer three books that I read ago to like is this the same person that was on a date with this person in this. So yeah,
I love the world building.
Yes, yes, it's very good. So Taylor Jenkins Reid was that was a whole. And it was, I thought I was getting easily consumable trash, but then it opened the door to all of these like daddy issues too, that I was just like, now here we transitioned into like, I'm having to ask myself tough questions while I'm weeping on the couch, like reading this book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Therapy in the pages.
Yep, exactly. Check in with yourself. Yes. Yeah. What kind of stuff do you like to read, Leanne?
I love that. I like, well, of course, romance all the time.
I can tell based on the top of your bag.
That's my collection from years back. Uh-huh. But I had to take down my bookshelf and put them in bags. Mm-hmm. That was my goal to get it done by Halloween because they're in the trick-or-treat bags.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't make it, so I thought, I'll haul it over here. So, yeah, Minnesota authors is what I like, too. Minnesota stories. There's some great mysteries in Duluth. Oh, my gosh.
Is that William Kent, William Kruger Kent?
Yep.
Or whatever his name is.
Yes, yep. And then there's also Minnesota author. He was just at the library, Frank Weber.
He was my psychology teacher.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And I don't even, I cannot even watch forensic stories on TV. My husband loves them.
Uh-huh.
And I go, he's here. I went to Pantone for him last
year. Oh, yes. I think he's coming back.
A Pantone?
Yep.
Good. Because I would highly recommend it.
He's awesome.
And I bought three of his books. So then he was at the library on Thursday. So I went and welcomed him to St. Cloud again. You know, and,
yeah. Swooning.
Frank's here.
I know. Seriously, I'm such a nerd. I go, Frank Weber's here.
He is a local celebrity, though, because...
He is, and he's awesome. He's so nice. And he pretended he remembered me. So anyways, I love that Minnesota things.
Mm-hmm.
Crime and mystery, oh, a little bit.
Okay.
Romance. But then guess what? Saturday was Minnesota Beer Day.
Okay.
You guys know that? Mm-hmm. Minnesota Beer Day for the second year in Rome.
Okay.
Minnesota Beer Day. And it started with Green Belt.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's name that started it was named John Orth. That's my last name.
Yeah.
Married last name, right? But no wonder why I like beer.
Yeah. So anyways, exactly.
The book came through in the bookstore again that's called Minnesota Lager Queen. And it is so good.
That's literally top of my TBR list on my coffee table right now.
Okay, Minnesota Lager Queen.
Yep, I have all right, let me get it on my list. Because I said save for Leanne for Saturday, Minnesota Beer Day.
Yep.
I can borrow it to you.
I have it.
You have
it. Yeah. Yep. There's a website where you can like buy used books for cheap.
Yep.
And it came across, I'm on BookTok, TikTok. So like I just get book recommendations all the time from people. And they're like, if you're in Minnesota, you have to read this book. It literally just showed up like not too long ago.
The Lager Queen of Minnesota.
Oh, maybe I said it the way around.
Okay. A national bestseller. The perfect pick-me-up on a hot summer day while we're going into winter. So that is okay. A charmer of a tale, warm, witty, and like any good craft beer, complex. The saga delivers a subtly feminist and wholly life-affirming message. Midwest values, hard work, fate, and the secrets of making a world-class beer from the best-selling author of Kitchens of the Great Midwest. Two sisters, one farm. A family is split when their father leaves their share. I shouldn't read this like it's like a murder mystery.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, I guess.
Suspense.
Their father leaves their shared inheritance entirely to Helen, his younger daughter. Okay. Despite baking award-winning pies at the local nursing home, her older sister, Edith, I have a great aunt named Edith.
How is your great aunt Edith? Is she doing fine today or poorly?
She's deadly, Anne. Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to add this to my list as well. Now I've got all the murder mysteries the Lager Queen of Minnesota.
I have it if you want the paper, the real book.
I don't like the feel of paper on my fingertips at this point.
All right, let's talk vodka. Not the boring, flavorless kind you panic buy before a party, but something with actual personality. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery. This stuff is distilled in small batches in Toms River, New Jersey, and it's infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. Basically, the Jersey Shore in a glass, minus the spray tans. They call it a dirty martini in a bottle, and they're not wrong. It's got this subtle salty brine, a little ocean breeze vibe, and a smooth finish with just a hint of pepper. Honestly, it makes your Bloody Marys, oyster shooters, and even your basic vodka sodas taste like you know what you're doing. Oh, and seafood? Forget it. This vodka was born to sit next to a platter of oysters. And because I negotiated, like the feisty podcast host I am, you get 15% off anything from Garden State Distillery. Yep. The highest discount out there, exclusively for my listeners. Just use code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. You're welcome. Let's be honest. Most cookies out there are either too basic or too bougie, but Molly B's somehow nailed the balance. Bold, fun, and unforgettable cookies that actually taste as good as they sound. We're talking flavors like Bee Cordial with chocolate and cherry chunks, Big Joe with fresh ground coffee and a hint of rum, Boba Doodles with Snickerdoodle and Boba Pearls, and everybody's favorite train wreck, The Hot Mess, with mango, white chocolate, and crushed hot Cheetos on top. I know, it sounds unhinged, but trust me, one bite and you'll be hooked. Molly's a single mom from Alaska who turned her kitchen experiments into a full-blown national sensation. Featured on Food Network, Martha Stewart Living, and even at the Grammy Awards. These cookies are indulgent, surprising, and absolutely addictive. And because I've got the hookup, you get 10% off your order. Yes, the highest discount they offer when you use my code LOVESTORY at mollybees.com. Stock up for gifts, hoard them for yourself, or both. No judgment here.
Lager Queen. Oh, I'm so glad that we're all like on the same page about that. Yeah. It's really fun. Like of all the books.
Yeah. Well, so, I like beer better than champagne every night, but pineapple champagne in the morning, it does.
Perfect.
Good Sunday drink.
A little chaser to my decaf coffee that I'm drinking. This is my relationship, my compromise, because my partner does not do caffeine. He tries to limit the amount of caffeine intake because it impacts him, and caffeine has no impact on me. If I drink coffee all day, every day for 4 days, and then I don't, it's like, whatever. It's just like, I don't get the jitters. I don't get anything. It has no impact on me whatsoever. So
what's it like to be God's favorite, Ashley?
It is some people like that.
You know, it's really tough having to mix and mingle with the rest of you and to just like, nobody gets me. So... but this is my relationship compromise is to drink decaf coffee at home.
Yes,
because
the coffee.
Yeah. I still get coffee. He likes coffee, but he doesn't like the jitters. So fine. So I drink decaf at home. So decaf with a little champagne so I can get the 1-2 punch of, the taste of coffee and the effects of the champagne.
Do you know they have coffee liqueur too?
Oh yeah. Yes.
A little shot of that in the morning. Mm-hmm. Not ever when I go to the, library or anything like that. No, no. And I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic. Yeah. People take me serious sometimes when I'm joking. Just,
I think you have such a dry sense of humor that people, and like, I think people are like, is Leanne an airhead or is she being funny or serious? I don't, you're a hard one to read. People don't get it.
Oh my gosh. That's funny because when I first worked at this business for many years, I thought I was like a librarian. I was quiet and innocent, like a librarian, quiet. And I'm like, what? You haven't seen me out drinking or no, you haven't seen me after hours.
Right. Yeah.
I work. So anyways, we always had fun. We worked hard played hard, right? Mm-hmm. Worked at. And yeah, they're like, oh, no, maybe she's more like a microwave. No, wait. No, we had this thing that was so funny. We had microwave and crock pots.
Okay.
So microwaves are like right heat up fast.
Yeah.
Crock pots kind of simmer, you know, uh-huh. and then get all hot. And, you know, so anyways.
You're a crock pot?
I think so.
I think I'm a pressure cooker.
Yeah. And once in a while, I get a little crazy and wild too, but... Pressure cooker. How about you?
I'm probably like an air fryer. Like, I can adjust to whatever I need to be.
Oh, there you go.
And it's always crunchy.
That's right. Yeah. Air fryers nowadays.
I think that's a good question to ask the world. Like, what kitchen appliance would you reckon yourself as?
Drop it in the comments.
Drop it in the comments. Yeah. Well, what books
Besides
do you read?
What books you read.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, what type of books do you read and what kitchen appliance are you if you had to pick?
Oh, and my friends from...
What would your husband's be?
Yeah.
What would your... If Corey or if... is what was your husband's name?
Jim.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Corey's a Traeger. Like a smoking grill Traeger. Okay. 100%.
Takes forever, but the results are so worth it.
But once you get him fired up, he's ready to rock and you're going to get a great pulled pork out of it.
Oh, love that. I think my husband's wannabe. Like, he wants to be steady and get something going and take a while, you know. And then he's always been funny, but he's a little more quiet about it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is he like
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. He likes to grill, if that helps.
Maybe he's like a good charbroil.
Yeah.
Like a good propane. Like, it's a good steady heat.
Yeah.
Consistent.
No, it's charcoal, not propane.
Yeah. Okay, you're charcoal. Okay.
He's charcoal, yeah.
Got to take a blowtorch to him sometimes.
Right.
High five.
Blowtorch was Leanne's nickname in high school.
No, I was so innocent in high school, I didn't even dare talk to boys. Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had to sit next to this guy. You know, they had them tables for two, you know, in the class. I'm like, I have to talk to him. I have to sit next to him. Oh, my gosh, little Leanne.
Did you have brothers? Do you grow up with brothers?
Yeah, I had three brothers and 11 sisters. Yeah.
Holy
shit. Yeah. But I'm the oldest, so my brother next in age to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, is a year younger than me. So
wow.
Yeah, I never had any big brothers.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So you were the oldest of, what is that, 15?
It's 15.
Yeah. Oldest of 15?
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's a whole nother story.
If in 15 kids, the odds are that somebody didn't make it, like, are they all alive? Did they, like, what's...
Yes, we're all alive.
That's crazy.
Yes, yeah.
That's crazy. I would have definitely thought that there was a farm accident or something that took a couple of them out.
Right.
Like, that's...
Just numbers, history.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not that old, but...
I mean, the 80s were treacherous.
Yes.
Oh, the 80s, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We lived on a farm next to a working farm, you know? So, yeah, we did have these big goats, and me and my brother had to... get them back in the barn because we had some fun animals, you know, and we figured out they like hay, right? You pulled some grass or whatever off the side of the road, hay or grass, and we could lead them into the barn, but they had these big horns. So we were little then, you know, short, but anyways, we made it. So yeah, we made it through the,
having a farm.
Well, hobby farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we didn't start the barn on fire either because we'd go and people stored.
But it sounds like somebody did.
No, we would smoke Indian tobacco. Oh, well, we call it Indian tobacco from our, what do you call that? 10 acres, whatever, down in the, and out the back door. And the whole barn was filled with hay bales. You know, we make forts in there and stuff. And
wow.
It was so fun. Me and my brother and the friends and my sister, we'd go and hang out the back and smoke our tobacco.
That sounds like a book in itself.
Yeah, it does. I think you should write your own book, Leanne.
Yeah.
Being the oldest of 15 siblings, growing up in Cokato?
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are they all still around Cokato or have they scattered?
Most of them are. My brother moved to Washington State.
Okay.
Because his wife is from there. And then three sisters live in Alaska. Which a lot of my nieces and nephews live in Alaska, too. And then the rest are in Minnesota.
I want you to list off their names as fast as you can in order.
Okay. Leanne, John, Linnell, Carrie, Carla, Jenny, Beth, Barb, Annette, Alyssa, Tim, Trina, Roseanne, Rita, Kaylin.
Can you do it the other way? Can you go bottom to the top? I done
it. And I don't know all their middle names just like that, but my other sister does.
Wow.
She knows all the nieces and nephews' names and middle names.
How big is, if we were to have a family reunion right now, how big is everybody? Do you have a number?
Yeah, over 100.
Wow.
Yeah, because they have, of course, wonderful brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws and nieces and nephews and great nieces and great nephews.
Wow.
So way over 100. We lost track.
Yeah. Yeah. You would have to. So your parents, were they, what's their story? Were they just popped out a bunch of kids and
No, but it's a long tradition.
Okay.
They each come from families of 10.
Okay.
And Finnish families. Maybe it started with kids to help on the farm. Mm-hmm. Maybe it happened to be whatever God gives you.
Uh-huh. Kids. Yep. For, a little lusty on those cold nights.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yep. Cuddle nice and close.
Yep. So you have to stay warm.
What are mom and dad doing so long? Oh, my gosh. Embarrassing, right?
They've only done it 15 times, Leanne. Oh, yes. That's it.
And no more, no less.
Yep. Just enough to procreate.
No. And I love my mom and dad are still here, and they're still camping.
Leanne.
And they freaking got a job after they retired and for many years. They are demonstrators at Costco.
I bet they know Allie.
Not the one here.
Okay. Dang it. I was going to say, we're going to get her on the line.
Oh, my
gosh. Tell us about Leanne's parents.
Yeah.
And they still camp.
How old are they?
So wonderful. 81 and 86.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that great? So here, when I say I retired, I'm like, oh, my gosh, my mom and dad got another job.
What? Yeah, you can't be out here slacking.
I know, really. Oh. No, they're hard workers, obviously.
Yeah.
Their whole life, and I admire that, you know, that my mom was able to do that, and my dad provided for us, and I love now that I was from a big family.
Yeah.
Maybe not when I was 18 and I moved out like a month after I graduated.
Right.
Because if you were 18, you still would have had babies at the house.
Yeah, they weren't all born.
Whoa.
Right? I moved out before some of them were even born.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How close are you? Are you all pretty close, or is it?
Yeah, I think we are now.
Yeah.
There were 21 years in age difference.
Wow.
So, anyways, I love my sisters and brothers. We always forget about the brothers, sorry.
When they're that outnumbered.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
So, enough about me. That is a story.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That would be a fascinating book to write. I always said I'm going to write a book from my perspective. I'm going to write an autobiography, and then I'm going to biographize. I'm going to be the biographer. I'm going to write a biography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my autobiography, and then I'm going to do, so it'll be Ashley, and then I'll do Alyssa, and then I'll do Allison. So then you'll get the same span of time, but you'll get it told my perspective, and then you'll get Lisey's perspective, and then you'll get Allie's perspective. It's still floating around in my little brain, my little pea brain, as one of the things that I'm going to do. So, yeah. You should write a book, too. You should write a 15-part volume of all of your siblings.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. My mom and dad wrote a poem and a story about each of us, like with, like my name, Leanne, L, something like lovable, right?
Mm-hmm. Loved, cute.
E, A, and you know, and then went on for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And gave us our baby spoons with it. And yeah.
That's very sweet.
They did that. And then I was going to say, we haven't written a life story. We always say my aunt should, because they had 19 kids, you know, and they're always like getting into all this fun stuff, you know, and stuff. We always say my aunt should.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. To come from, like, my family is fairly small. So to come from my mom, she was one of four, and which, whatever. And then my grandma was one of three. And so everybody's very, like, it's just like little pods mm-hmm. of people. So it's not anything huge. So the idea of growing up with just people everywhere
mm-hmm.
just feels so, I felt like there was already people everywhere when we were living with me, my sisters, my mom, and my grandma all living together. But that's nothing compared to 15.
And cousins. Like, I have cousins on both sides, you know, 100 on this side and 200 on that side, you know.
Christmas must have just been chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
It still is.
Wow.
Lots of love there. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Wow.
I would totally read your guys' story in a book form.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was just like loosely based on the shenanigans you got into, like smoking in the barn. And
I know,
yeah.
We're all innocent. I'm yeah, and we still have good girls weekends. I just had one last week with my sister.
Okay.
She came from Alaska and we had a great girls weekend up in Crosby. And, you know, we loved thrifting and shopping and drinking coffee. And, you know, yeah, it's so fun. We can still do that. I mean, my mom was there. So,
oh, fun. Yeah. That is so, what a rich life, well lived. That's so fortunate. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And my motto is live a great story.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that? Live a great story. And the thing that what you do in between the dashes, you know, and your birth date and your death date.
Mm-hmm.
That's live a great story.
Yeah. So and what are some highlights of your life?
Oh, yeah. I'm a cancer survivor. That's why I think it resonates so much with me. I survived breast cancer 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, my family was wonderful support. My husband, kids, you know, and our little doggy. My family wanted to get a dog at the time. I'm like, no, we don't need a dog. No, we don't need an inside dog. No. And then guess what? He was my comfort dog, you know, while I was home recovering. Yes. He was there. So She, little Cali puppy. She's 15 right now.
Oh, yeah. What kind of dog is she?
She's a Shih Tzu.
Oh, the best kind.
Yeah. Yeah,
Abby knows.
Shih Tzu pug. Pug zoo.
Okay.
Her mom was a pug. Her dad was a Shih Tzu. Oh, and that's a great highlight. We live in a great neighborhood. The dad lived next to us, the dog, dad, whatever, and the mom lived across the street.
Oh, it's neighborhood baby.
Aww.
Cute. Her name's Callie.
A pug zoo is all over the board on what you get. Some of them look like little gremlins. I personally, that would be the one that I would want.
They look like that.
Is that what she looks like? Just a little gremlin?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And she goes on walks.
Oh, look at that chubby little nugget.
She's really slow right now.
I love it.
She still gets out there.
Oh, a pug zoo.
Are there any other highlights of my life?
Other than little baby Callie, the pug zoo.
Pug zoo.
Oh,
no, I worked for a wonderful company in St. Cloud for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I love St. Cloud. Got to go to a lot of businesses in state and out of state for that job. And then it was a employee-owned company. So the stock for retirement was great. So that's why I'm blessed with that, too.
Yeah, to be able to.
To be able to do this. Mostly volunteer at the library, mostly retired, but still, you know, working. Not the end of the story.
No, absolutely not. You still have time to live more of a good life.
I love being involved with all the fun things. Downtown St. Cloud, in St. Cloud, in Minnesota. My husband's family told him, his mom and dad told him, don't ever move from St. Cloud, you know?
Yeah.
And I had met him when I moved here, so it's fine. I like it.
Yeah, I like being here.
Yeah.
Got a nice little area down here between the pod loft back here and the store. And
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a great spot.
Yeah.
I never even knew about this back here.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Secret closet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Secret.
Yep.
Great place. So,
well, what kind of stuff do you read, Abby? What's on your TBR list? Favorite things to read?
I love, along the lines of easily consumable trash, I love celebrity autobiographies. I just got done with Alison Stoner's autobiography.
Okay, well, who is Alison Stoner?
She was the Disney Channel version of the girl from That Thing.
Do
you remember the Missy Elliott Work It music video? The little girl in the yellow tracksuit?
Yes.
She was the little girl in the yellow tracksuit dancing in the rap video.
Got it.
And then she was in like a bunch of Disney Channel movies and stuff. And I grew up with her being kind of like, I was her target audience, like age-wise, and she just came out with an autobiography, and that was fantastic. Other than that, I love just crappy smut books, because I can turn my brain off and just fall in love with a book boyfriend for a week.
Oh,
and then
my God. I was on a bus with my kids going to Jacob. I was going on a field trip with Jacob, and I was reading a book on my phone, And it was like one of those like trashy kind of smut. It like was like a love story of like it was like the chocolatier and the bartender or the bar owner. And were they going to fall in love? The chocolatier was the guy that was new in town. And the chick who owned the bar had owned it. It was like a family owned thing. Her dad had it. Her dad died and now she has it. And so she's this like rough and tumble bar owner. And he's the chocolatier that comes in. And initially they didn't like each other. And then they had to keep having interactions to like build this like better downtown and whatever. And then they were going to do a Valentine's Day. What's better, beer or chocolate? And it was a whole thing. And I was reading this and I was just like, okay, whatever. We were going to the, I think it was like the Ojibwe Museum in Malacca or something. We were going like whatever. And I was like, I'll go. So I'm sitting on this bus and the bus seats that like go up to here. So you can't see me. I can't see any kids riding all together. I'm reading this. And then we get to like the moment that they're about to do it. And I was just like, I feel like I'm going to get put on a list if I'm reading this like smut surrounded by children. But I also have 2 hours of a bus ride and nothing else to do. So what am I going to do?
Am I a predator?
I know. I was like, I have to stop. Yeah, it was too much. But yeah, that was, I love that. I love the smut books.
I've been in a phase of hockey romance.
Okay.
Because 'tis the season. Uh-huh. It's hockey season. Uh-huh. And it seems like there's so many different versions of girls falling in love with college hockey players.
Okay.
By the top five authors.
Top five different ways that they fall in love.
One was a study buddy situation because the hockey player was failing the course.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What was the other? The other one was they were
bumped into
friends of friends. Like, and it's the series I'm reading right now. It's like the world building of like, yes. They're all the guys are on the same hockey team.
Of course.
But like, how is everyone coming together?
And falling in love.
Like the most recent one is the girl from the first book, her roommate had to stay at the hockey house because her ex-boyfriend was stalking her, and then she falls in love with a different hockey player. Uh-huh. It's just like, it's the same thing over and over again, but I find it very calming.
It is so, it's so soothing. It's like this book that we have, this bag of books from the Minnesota author Laverl Spencer. Spencer, yeah. Yeah. The Gamble.
Ooh.
Sometimes taking a chance on love is the only way to win it.
Oh, you know what's really embarrassing? I was thinking Ashley was going to go there with the kid peeking over and starting to read the book.
Over your shoulder?
Like my brother, they'd grab your book you're reading and start reading it out loud. And, oh, mom, mom, did you see what she's reading? Mom, did you hear this?
It's a good reason not to teach boys how to read.
Yeah, exactly.
Read it out loud, you know.
Shame. I know. Shame on them.
It's kind of like when my little brother stole my cigarettes. And I'm like, those aren't mine. They're just a friend's.
I'm holding them for a friend, yes. Of course.
He busted them all, my little brother.
He really took the DARE program to heart, didn't he?
Yeah. Rude.
So, yeah, no, stories are great because you kind of get into this other world or this other story, mm-hmm. and you forget about your real problems sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? Sometimes, and then they also draw you in so much that, like you said, sometimes you're like crying at the end.
Yeah.
You don't want it to end, and you don't, you know, mm-hmm. that wasn't a good ending, or it was such a good ending, you want more.
Yeah. Fall in love with these people.
Mm-hmm. Since we're at the end of this podcast, I have a question for you guys. When you're reading a physical book, do you go to the last page before, like, do you spoil
never.
The ending?
No.
Never.
Really? Oh, I'm an ending spoiler.
How much of a psychopath are you on a scale from 1 to 10?
So much so I had to buy a Kindle so I can't skip to the last page.
Oh, they don't let you.
Well, you can, but it takes extra steps. So, like, I'm so bad about spoiling the ending because, like, I need to know what happens. Like,
That is a certain type of person that I wonder what, I don't know what personality trait that is, but I would never, I don't want the spoilers, nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, I need the spoilers. I need to know what I'm getting into.
We're both, I'm scandalized.
Oh, God.
Yes.
How can you do that?
I could never do that.
It's probably something in my Enneagram or something.
Yeah. You're a cynic. It's the, wasn't that an episode of Friends where like somebody, it's an episode of something where like, what if I die before the end? I don't remember what it is. There's something there. But yeah, no, I don't want to know. And also, though, I am not afraid to abandon a book. If I get into something, I am not a person who's like, nope, you committed to it, bail out. If I start a book and it's just like, I don't like that. But I also do get, I get book melancholy where like after a book finishes and wraps up, then I'm like, I don't know that I'm ready to start another book yet. I'm still just like winding down from this other book. I feel like I need to honor the book that I just read and give it a day.
You gotta grieve it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I can't just, I have to have a little bit of a podcast buffer in between Because it's like, if I finish a book and then just like raw dog right into the next book, it's just like, who am I? Like,
go falling in love with another hockey player this early.
Exactly. I have to just, we're still in the romance of that story.
He was the one.
That chocolatier, I tell you what.
Oh, the descriptions.
I know. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I do have a sticker that says I don't watch porn. I read it like a lady, which is very true.
Amazing. Well, yeah. We're at 50 minutes. So.
50 minutes. Okay. Well, Leanne, thank you for bringing some champagne. Oh, thank you for coming in and talking to us about the love of books. Just real quick for anyone listening, if you want to get a library card, how difficult is it? Is it the same process at any library? You just go in or you can go online or you can do the Libby app or whatever?
I think so.
Perfect. Support your local library. No. It's really the main message that we're trying to say here. Yep. Support your local library.
It's wonderful. Just the views too out of the windows.
I think we are very fortunate in St. Cloud to have, we have so many resources just available right here. We have such a robust area of different things that we offer. And to be so fortunate as to have a library literally down the street from us is such a beautiful blessing to have. And the way that you guys, the library serves people who need somewhere to spend the day, people who need somewhere to have a safe place to pass off children from one parent to the next, people who need something for just like you need to go online because you don't have access to the internet or anything like that. The library is something that's very important to support. So get a library card, read on the Libby app. If you don't want to go in person into the library, do it. You don't need to be buying books. You don't need to be consuming things. You don't need to be spending your money. You can do it all for free. So, and support your local library in the process. So, yes. Thank you, Leanne, for being such a supporter and for also being such a lovely human and such a kind soul. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Of course.
I love that. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah.
You know how some vodkas taste like regret in a bottle? Yeah, this isn't that. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery is basically a dirty martini already bottled up for you, infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. My listeners get 15% off, so go grab a bottle, shake up your cocktail game, and thank me later. Use my code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. Cookies shouldn't be boring, and Molly B's clearly got that memo. These are bold, gourmet, artisan-crafted cookies, like hot Cheetos in a cookie bowl. My listeners get 10% off the entire site at mollybees.com with code LOVESTORY. Go ahead, treat yourself. Your taste buds will thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out info@lovestoryweddingshow.com or head to the show notes.